The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
My brother-in-law made a cameo in his girlfriend's Zoom meeting naked. Good morning.
Whoa.
Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. Happy Friday. Hey.
Happy Friday.
My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
When you told me the story, Otto, I about died because, you know, for a minute there, not now, but during COVID, it was all Zoom, everything.
Yeah.
And so I was a little thrown off when you said she had a meeting. And doesn't she work for a funeral home?
Yeah, she works for a funeral home.
Gosh.
And so my brother did not know that she was, they have a home office, and he walked into the home office.
Naked.
Naked. And she was noticed in the background of the mirror that she could see Matt and see all his junk. And
no,
she turns around and she looks at him. She goes, get out. And then he was like, what? And he didn't understand that she was on the Zoom. And he stayed there and started talking to her.
Oh, my gosh.
And so her coworkers got a full frontal nudity.
So she will forever be known at her job as the girl with the naked boyfriend. Like, forever and ever. You know, Consuelo, blah, blah. Who? The one that had the naked. Oh, yeah. Yeah, like that. Everybody will remember her because of that.
As first thing I asked him, I was like, so. And he was like, luckily it wasn't cold.
Oh, That's important. You know, if you got the people from the funeral home, you know, making sure you're rising, you got to make sure you're showed up on time. And way to be a team member, Matt.
Everybody was like, congratulations.
It was Matt.
Consuelo.
Yeah, it was Matt, not T.
Anyway, Zoom calls, they can get a little uncomfortable. I'll never forget, Anthony, I'm sorry to put you on blast here, but we had this very important meeting with a client, and we were all Zoom. It was during COVID. And Anthony didn't realize he was on camera, and his dog started acting crazy. Oh. And Anthony's running around chasing his freaking dog while we're meeting with this important man. I'm like, Anthony. And we're just smiling. I'm like, what do we do?
You know what makes it even worse? Is like, most of the time on the Zoom calls, I don't even talk. So, the only time I ever made an appearance on the Zoom was me chasing my dog around a dog park.
Well, let me tell you.
It was entertaining.
It worked out, though, right? We ended up working with the client, so whatever.
There it is.
Okay, Anthony, hey, what do we have for National Day?
Something that's going to make us go, it's National Chicken Finger Day.
Ooh, chicken fingers are so good. Let me tell you, whenever in doubt, just order the chicken finger off the kids' menu. It's good. I don't care where you go. You can't go wrong. And if they're a little dry, just shove them in the ketchup and ranch dressing. It's all good.
And word to Ron Burgundy. Scotch, scotch, scotch. It is National Scotch Day.
Such a pretentious drink. No, let me. I always know.
Distinguished drink.
Is that okay?
Well, there you go.
When a man thinks he's made it, he orders a scotch with one of those big ice cubes. Do you know what I'm saying?
It's like, I guess I haven't made it yet then. Yeah,
because it's brown liquor and it just tastes.
I don't do the brown liquors, no.
I can't tell the difference between a scotch whiskey and Jack Daniels. I don't care what anybody says.
You just offended someone right now.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Wine sales are down 25% generation to generation. This is costing millions of dollars. This is a rep from the Restaurant Association breaking down how much.
3.4% equates to $67 million.
That's
with
insane.
One entire generation drinking so much less, it's certainly forcing restaurants to be more creative. There's a huge supply availability right now as a result of it.
Yeah, the thing is, younger people just aren't drinking, which is good, but it's bad. I love this, though, because, you know, we're more educated now than ever before that alcohol is 100% a poison. I saw this study. A man from Yale conducted a study over 20 years and was asked, is a little bit of alcohol okay, a little wine? And he said, no, every drop of it is poison. It's bad for you all the way around.
Who sold us the idea that wine was good for you and good for your heart?
The wine industry.
Okay. Because I remember I used to hear that all the time. And I was like, you know what? I should probably have a glass of
wine. One glass of wine. I think anything is okay in moderation. The problem is, you know, I don't know about y'all, but we had some problems in my house when it comes to drinking. We had some issues.
Yeah, I could tell, by the way, you and Automatic talk about alcohol. You guys were raised by alcoholics.
Totally, pretty much.
No, not even pretty much. Yeah, I was.
Yeah, and, you know, I laugh about it because it's too painful. You know what I mean? You got to joke about these things.
I don't think that Gen Z is not drinking, though. I just think they're drinking less. And if they are drinking, it's going to be like a craft beer or some other kind of spirit.
I don't know about craft beers. I think like Buzz Balls and Cutwaters and Seltzers.
Seltzers,
yeah.
Seltzers are are really huge. And no, they are drinking less. The alcohol industry has had to shift into other, even CBD drinks and things like that, because it is 100% that they are drinking less alcohol. They're
Which
just
is cool
more
for
educated.
Me. Why because I like to have better wine specials throughout the week. And so if them sissy Gen Zers and Gen Alphas don't want to knock back a good bottle of wine, that means
that.
More for the rest of us. Yeah, I love a good Merlot. I love a good Pinot Noir, dude. After like a long day of work and just coming back and, you know, if you have a significant other to entertain and you crack a bottle of Pinot Noir, that's a perfect Wednesday for me.
Wine spritzer, one of those. Mm-hmm. I'm really not a big drinker, as you know, but I will have a little glass of Champagne.
We have a bottle of wine that's been in our refrigerator since we moved in.
Probably
it's still there.
Yeah.
I feel so bad for Gen Z, especially the guys who are in relationships, because you don't know the fun that happens after your girl goes out for bottomless mimosas and she comes home ready to have a fun time.
Man.
Like, you can't do that after she just sits there and vapes all afternoon.
Yeah.
That is a good point,
Ed. Oh, my gosh. The vaping is so bad.
Oh, my God. Yeah, dude. You ever see a Gen Z person lose their vape? Oh, man.
You know what? I'm pro wine over vape, greater than all day long.
It is crackish behavior, though, when somebody loses their vape.
It's horrible. Those things are so bad. You know how many people I've read about are getting that black lung? Because you don't know what's inside those vapes. It's disgusting.
Do you know how many people I sat next to on the plane that they can't even go the entire flight without
they
vaping?
They sneak it on the plane on
them? They'll sneak a little vape, try to get it going. Or I had some flight attendant call somebody out in the bathroom the other day. They were like, you're going to get kicked off this flight. Blah, 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 blah.
Well, not in the middle of the air. They knew that wasn't going to happen.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Drake is living his best life right now. The man just had a nostalgia party. And the song that everyone celebrated too kind of threw me off. Before I play that for you, he's so happy. What's going on, right? What's going on? And I'm a Drake stan. Like, I love Drake. I'm a huge fan, so I'm here for it. But it's so different than the Drake 6 months ago. You know, he was kind of down bad. And then when he dropped his three albums, obviously Iceman was the one everybody was talking about. It seems like the joke's on all the critics that were giving it a thumbs down, because everybody's seeming to love the music now. When in the beginning, it was like,
well, I think it was a little bit different from what he normally does, and people were taken aback by it, but now they're loving it.
Well, I thought we wanted different Drake.
Well, he always drops something different. It's just this time I think he's rapping different.
Mm. I feel like he finally got out of his own head. And he's just back to having fun. And like, now it's like he's not overthinking stuff or you know, dwelling on what had happened in 2024. He just moved on finally. And you like, that's what I feel like what I see on him. And like, the rest of us now have been like, dude, we've been waiting for this.
Thank you.
It's so beautiful to see. It's so cool to see, man, because you can never deny what Drake has done for music, period.
Did you see him post the banners in his house now? He has, you know how at a basketball court they'll hang banners, or if you win a championship, they hang a banner?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So in his house, he's hung these banners. Like, one of them says 400 most Billboard entries of all time, and then another one says 90 top 10 hits. And
so
then,
he's hanging his own accreditation.
Yeah, like 15
own,
number one albums.
I get it. Okay, listen.
I don't know if that's like a big, like the biggest narcissist move I've ever heard of, or if that's pretty cool. I'm struggling.
I'm kind of torn too, because I was like, if I had the money, would I do that?
Yeah.
Oh, I know you would, Otto. I know you would. So the song that was most celebrated at his nostalgia party threw me off. Turn the radio up, listen.
And I need you. And I miss you. And now I wonder.
That to me was hilarious. Hilarious. He also brought Jagged Edge out, which is incredible.
That.
You know, he's having a good time. He bought a saddle shop.
So he's spending a lot of time in Texas.
Not just Texas, Otto. He was in Little Rock, Arkansas, and he bought a house from a Mexican woman as an investment property. It's like
those
a mansion.
Those are some
mansion.
Random facts to know, Dana Cortez.
Yeah, I was going to say, how do you know
what
those
the hell?
People that are meeting him and he's buying stuff are posting him.
Okay, but the Mexican woman house, what does that have to do with anything?
Because she's a realtor and she says Mas Mexicana selling realty. So I was just like, okay.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
If you love a southern homemade buttermilk biscuit like I do, turn the radio up. Food news is delicious today. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the burnt tortilla.
I feel like I failed you on Friday. I should have mentioned gas prices are going up and you should have filled up. They are going to continue to rise. So if your tank is nearing E, fill up today.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the war in Iran has gotten a little bit worse, and there's, you know, people are hitting the oil rigs, and the Strait of Hormuz is closed.
I saw that a barrel of oil is back up to $100.
Hundy, baby, and it's going up. So, Anthony, put gas in your car. Otto, let's put gas in our car. What do we have for food news, DJ Automatic?
McDonald's was inspired by the people over at Whataburger. You know how Whataburger has that honey butter chicken biscuit that is delicious?
Well, so
McDonald's, for a limited time, now has the honey butter bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit. So they basically just added honey brown butter sauce to their bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit.
Now I am going to tell you something right now. I love an egg McMuffin. Like the egg white delight. It's just egg white delight. Those are delicious.
I like that one.
I do too. And it's healthier, right? It's a healthy option, but it just tastes good to me. McDonald's biscuits. No.
Versus Whataburgers?
It's compare. Man, I'm a little bewildered to see Ronald's and McDonald's and crew shifting because of what a competitor is doing. Well, I've never seen them act like this.
Have you had a Whataburger biscuit? They're so good. Oh,
and they said they've been wildly popular since the early 2000s, and they figured they'd just give it a try.
Well, you know, nobody can beat that Church's honey biscuit, though.
Oh. That might be the best biscuit. Well, Popeyes has good biscuits too, though.
Oh my gosh. One time we ordered biscuits from Popeyes. I'm not exaggerating. Otto ate eight. Eight biscuits. And then he says, something's wrong with those biscuits. My stomach hurts. I said, no.
Not.
There was something wrong with me for about 3 days after.
Yeah, I bet.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I hope your brother, Automatic, well, my brother-in-law, Matt-O-Matic, isn't upset that I told on him. You know, he made an appearance in his girlfriend Consuelo's Zoom meeting naked, and I talked about it because I thought it was hilarious. And is he ever going to be able to attend a company party with her now? It's full frontal going on. It was an accident, obviously.
Even more reason to show up.
Oh, my gosh, Otto.
They already know what he looks like.
And also, as you said earlier, Automatic, it was not cold in that room.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
That's what he said to me, not what I said.
Of course. Anyway.
His story, you know, his story involves him being naked. My story makes me wishes I was invisible.
Oh, all right. My gosh.
And you guys, the moment I bring this up, you guys are going to go, ooh, ah, ohs. Do you remember when we had that big presentation with our network and I was in charge of the clicker for the presentation?
Yes, the clicker, because the stuff on the screen. Yes, you have the clicker in your hand, Anthony, for this meeting. I remember, yes.
And it wasn't
I'm trying
my
to
fault.
Forget it.
It wasn't my fault that the clicker wasn't working, or I don't know what it was.
You were
it
in charge like of the clicker, Anthony.
I felt like that movie, like Independence Day, when they first get into the alien spaceship and they can't control it. That's how I was with that clicker. It was not going the right way, and then we were bombing, and then Automatic does not have a poker face, so he's clearly frustrated with me showing that to the whole...
I'm still frustrated with that whole situation.
He's turning red right now. I had to tell him earlier, calm down. Why do you let you like your emotions are on your sleeve? Everybody knows when he's upset.
I wear my heart on my sleeve.
Well, that one was bad because he's all mad. I'm sweating and the clicker's not working at all. So we just look bad as a team.
That was your bad, Anthony. Don't throw me under the bus here. That was you and the clicker. I had nothing to do with it.
No, and then you started talking to us very firmly and sternly. So we look dysfunctional as a unit, guys. All right?
At work fails are the worst. They're the worst.
Do you remember they were having a company party and there was liquor involved? And
I remember a lot of those.
One of our salespeople, she was wearing one. Do you remember when the big bun on top of the head was real popular?
Yeah, well, it still is in this house. But anyway, yes, I know who you're talking about. She had a beautiful giant bun on her head, yes.
And I looked at her and I was like, man, that bun is amazing. And she literally turns around and drops it to the ground and says, yeah, I've been working out.
And
I was like, whoa, HR, I did not say buns. I said bun.
And that's why you got to watch Serving Liquor at Work.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.